This is The Traverse Cityist, a cultural exploration in a podcast. I'm Gretchen Carr, creator, producer, and host. The Traverse Cityist is supported by friends who give monthly or annual contributions. You too can become a friend. Learn more at traversecityist.com. It's a Friday evening, Memorial Weekend 2024, the official start of summer in northern Michigan. In the tiny bayside village of Omena, the long-anticipated grand opening of the V Gallery is in full swing. I invited my friend and colleague Patrick Sullivan to review the opening. Patrick is a writer, and he grew up in Traverse City. As we approach the gallery, you can't help but feel the vibrant energy radiating out from the porch. We step up onto the porch and enter the humming crowd. Patrick goes one way and I go another. In the side gallery, I encounter two patrons eager to share their commentary. Judy is standing in front of a large painting by Tobin Sprout, a vintage, faded orange life jacket.
I love anything that Toby does. He brings a common day object to life with these fabulous colors, and it's something I can identify with. I mean, a life jacket, of course, but here it's art. J.C. Penney.
Who buys life jackets from J.C. Penney anymore?
Yeah, right, it's historic as well.
Across the room, a retired carpenter is enthralled with a painting by Amanda Acker.
We're looking at a particular piece of art called Studio Kitchen, which is an intricate portrayal of some beautiful small objects such as you might find along the shelves of a cottage. They're rustic. And they're very detailed. Something about it reminds me of the care that went into the painting of some of the Dutch interiors. However, this is much brighter, more contrast, less shadow. Altogether, a very intriguing painting. You like it too?
I do. I could stare at it for a very long time.
You what?
I would not get sick of looking at this painting.
Another reason I like it is because I think I could do something like this. Not that I'm saying it's simple or trivial, but it's the sort of thing I would try to do if I had the ability.
After circling the gallery, I walk out onto the porch and find Patrick. He's ready to offer his reflection. We head across the street and sit down on a staircase that looks out over the Omena Bay. This episode is exclusive content and available to subscribers only. Visit traversecityist.com to learn how to access this full episode. Thank you.